the doctor. This is your host, Tom Edison. Connect the dots, everybody. Hey, this is a call-in radio show. Let me tell you, pick up the phone. The number is 888-627-6008. Tell us what you know. Connect the dots in your very own way. Just like I'm going to connect the dots right now. Let me tell you, where do all the asinines go? They went out to California. They became politicians. Yeah. And they're destroying California without even trying because they're asinoids. You know, this is not a bad word. I mean, ASS is another word for donkey, and the Democrats are donkeys. And we can't call them humanoids because they've left the human race. They're in a breed of their own. That's why we call them asinoids now. I feel sorry for the people in California because that's where all the asinoid politicians have gone. You know? They have control of everything over there. Look what they've allowed to happen to you. I don't want to pick on California, but it's a good picking point. Look at what's happened to you in the last couple of years, California. Your asinoid politicians have allowed the weather to be manipulated to cause drought in your state. They've allowed nefarious New World Order scum to deliberately set fires all over your state. And they went to the trouble of actually taking the trouble to burn down your California paradise. Oh, this is all done intentionally. They melted your cars with energy weapons. And what did you do? Nothing. What did your politicians do? Nothing. That's why they're asinoids. And they've been poisoning your air with chemtrails for years, and the politicians have just pretended nothing was happening. That's why they're asinoids. And they will be allowing the NWO. This isn't a wrestling organization. This is the New World Order I'm talking about. Will be microwaving you to death with the harmful 5G as soon as they turn it on full blast. That's right. It's coming your way. And let's not forget they're killing you with the vaccines. They're poisoning your children. Your children are being microwaved to death already in the classroom with too much Wi-Fi in the ceiling. It's insane. And that's why we call California politicians asinoids. Basically, 99% of them are. Maybe there's one or, you know, a couple that are okay, but they're in the minority. Well, and plus, I just happened to be watching the news the other day, and they showed some cars driving by in California, and I noticed the gasoline is like way over $4 a gallon. You know, on the East Coast here, you know, we're paying under $2.50 a gallon for regular gas now. Yeah, that's right. Cash under $2.50 a gallon. You know, in some stations, of course, some stations charge a little more, but you guys in California are paying over $4 a gallon. Well, who you got to blame? Your asinoid politicians. That's right. Who else? They allow everything bad to be done to you in California. You know, as far as they're concerned, the big earthquake can come and half the state can slide into the Pacific. And that's how much they care. They don't give a squirrel's duty. Whatever. Hey, remember last spring when you graduated and they made you wear that stupid hat? Just to remind you, hey, the whole thing is the control dynamic. The skull cap covers your head, letting you. The New World Order is letting you know that they control everything that you've got in your brain. And the fact that the cap is pointed at a 45-degree angle from someone looking at you, are you looking at, when you're looking at them? That is the mark of the false gods, the mark of the evil ones, the 45-degree angle. Yeah, that's why Washington, D.C. was purposely laid out 45 degrees out of kilter with the cardinal directions, because they were laying their mark down from the beginning that they intended to control Washington, and the New World Order does control Washington, you know? And, hey, they even control President Trump. Look at the dumb decision he made with the dealing with the Syrian problem. Not that we don't want to bring our troops home, but the fact that there wasn't a, you know, it wasn't planned out too good how things were going to transpire after we leave. You know, there could have been some details worked out and a plan to go into, an alternative plan to go into action, but there was none. It was just like a quick, you know, give the order, bring them home, that's it. And everybody fends for themselves. Oh, that's not, that sounds like a New World Order plan, you know, a plan designed to fail. And that's, of course, how it's been all along with the stupid wars, you know. They go so far, but they don't go all the way to finally settle the situation. Hey, it's the this is what's going on. Let me tell you, you better wake up. You know, the most interesting thing I think they found on the moon. Hey, we're going to change directions real fast here. Was that those buildings that were in the shape of a swastika? Now, who says the Germans didn't get there first? Who else would make a building in the shape of a swastika on the backside of the moon? Nazis. Who else? But truthfully, you know, most people don't realize the swastika was originally a good symbol. What made it clear that the Nazis were not good people is they took that symbol and they started displaying it at a 45-degree angle. Well, there it is again, the mark of the demons, mark of the false gods, mark of evil, the 45-degree angle. If only people had understood. Hey, truthfully, that's a point that I brought forth in my book, Connected Dots Theory. Nobody ever brought that point up before. It's so obvious, though. If you study the issues, it becomes obvious. Anyhow, it's pretty well explained in my book. My book, that's right, Connected Dots Theory. Hey, go to BBS Radio. The best radio station in the world. Hey, that's where the show's coming from, BBS Radio. And my show, Connect the Dots, Saturday, 10 p.m. Pacific Time, Station 1. That's right. Click on Connect the Dots. You'll find out all about my book. You'll find out about the CD Baby link to my music. And you'll find out about my rock and roll documentary movie, Subway Fantasy. But more importantly, hey, go to YouTube and just, like, I got two excellent entertaining videos out there now. Key in the words, you know, go to YouTube.com, you know, click on music. You know, they give you, like, four choices, I think. Click on the music video thing, and in the information bar, punch in, are you the party in kind? And, hey, it's an entertaining video. And then if you want to go for a roller coaster ride, go on, hit play another party song tonight. Click on the ones with the pictures on it, because CD Baby Music Store has also displayed my songs on there. If you can punch in the name of the title of one of the songs, and just so happens two of those songs are on my one of my two CD Baby music albums, you'll just have a picture there. You'll just hear an audio. So what you really want to listen to, if you go to YouTube, is the ones with the picture in the front. Yeah, it'll probably be a picture of me here wearing sunglasses. And two of them are You the Party in Kind and Play Another Party Song Tonight. Is there a message there? Yeah, party. That's the message. Because we have to have fun in life. You know? And those were original songs written by me, recorded by me. And the music videos, part of them, was created by me. I try to take care of this as much as I can by possible. Hey, and that's why I'm running for president, because I'm able to take command of all the aspects of everything and work out something that's entertaining, good, and I'm an expert at solving problems. One more than you need to know. Hey, I have the enthusiasm and the knowledge to solve all the problems simultaneously. What better credentials for being a president? I rest my case. But anyhow, hey, all I got to say is, listen, everybody has something to offer in this world. You know, it's been said we've been all given gifts by, you know, the source of all there is, the personality known as the Heavenly Father, also referred to casually as God sometimes. That's right. Every human being has been given a gift. Everyone has a special personality, and that all comes from the source of all there is, the center point of all creation. And that's why we need to correct the lies we've been told. You know, we need to stop, what is it, the Gettysburg Address, giving credit to Abe Lincoln. You know, the man made a big, serious mistake, you know. Maybe that'll ask politicians for you, trying to tell you stuff they think you want to hear. All men are created equal. No, all men are not created equal. There's information around nowadays to prove that to be so. You know, stupid people back in the 1800s, they didn't know any better. Sounded great. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Sounds great, but it's inaccurate. All people are not created equal. Everybody is different, but different in a good way. Everybody has their special gift. Everybody has their personality. Your personality is what makes you different from everybody else. Even identical twins don't have, first of all, they're not totally identical. They're almost totally identical. And they definitely have different personalities. If you had the same personality as everybody else, you'd be a robot. You wouldn't have a soul, you know? You'd be some mindless mechanical contraption. And if all the robots are programmed to say and think all the same things, well, then they're Borg. If you watch Star Trek. You know? The fact that we all can think of on our own and we all have different opinions, that is the beauty of being a human being. We don't want to all think exactly the same or speak exactly the same, because then we would be nothing but mindless robots. And of course robots have their place. I mean, I guarantee you it's not far off in the future when the newscasters have all become teleprompter readers. If you haven't noticed, take a look. Even Amy Goodman, who was kind of put out there on the Democracy Now! Show. I don't know if it shows anywhere else, but there's shows in New York, and of course the show is from New York, in Manhattan there. Amy Goodman used to be the forefront person, but they've gotten her, they turned her into a teleprompter reading robot. She's not the king of the show anymore. She still has, you know, is allowed to participate in the way they allow her to participate, But she has to sit in front of the camera and read off the teleprompter, just like all the other teleprompter readers. You know, is there anybody that isn't reading off the teleprompter reader? Well, yeah, people on radio don't have to do that. But if you're on... apparently, if you're on mainstream media, you have to be a teleprompter reader. That's the way it is. You know, which, what does that say for news? I don't know. What do I know except what people tell me, yeah. Hey, you know what the smartest, most intelligent country in Europe is? Well, I don't know if it's the most intelligent, but it's one of the more intelligent countries, Spain. They're not going to join in with the 5G insanity. That's right, 5G. It's going to microwave you to death. And that's what it was designed to do. And your lying politicians are not even lifting a finger. They don't even dare speak of it. You know, that's what a bunch of low-life pieces of garbage they are. You know? It's going to microwave them, too. That's how stupid they are. Well, so much for the 5G. You've heard it before. But you need to look in. Don't take my word for it. Look into yourself. Just go... if you're on Twitter, go on Twitter. There's a lot of info on about that. Go on, Google it. You'll see. There's plenty of information out there about all these bad things happening, but nobody is doing anything about it. Isn't that amazing? Worthless politicians, the lawmakers, they're the ones supposed to be doing something about this. They're supposed to be aware of all the bad things being worked behind our backs by the New World Order, you know. Factions of the New World Order, just to clarify who we're talking about here, the Illuminati, the upper, and the 33rders of the Freemasons, and the wealthy ruling families. You know, what can I say? What can I say? I've called you a shape-shifting lizard. If you try to trick me, you chameleon-faced Anunnaki. Yeah, shape-shifting lizards. I don't know. Hey, that's some chameleons, lizards. They can kind of shape-shift in a certain way to blend in. How many humanoid type creatures are walking around that are actually shapeshifters? And there was a great movie in 1988 called Way Back Then. You know how many years ago that was? That's over 30 years ago, but it was a great movie in 1988 trying to wake you up to what was happening already. Now it's in full force. You know, where what's called Day Live. That's right. Hey, let me just show you to let everybody know I'm the most real person ever to run for president in the United States. Go to my site. 2020 President Tom Edison.com. And click on the videos. And the first video I have out there, I got 5 short videos. The first one is 30 seconds of comedy. You'll get a kick out of it, seriously. You can spend 30 seconds of your time. And then just pop around, you know. I've got the menu bar up there. You can just pop to any section you want. And I guarantee you, if you go to my website, 2020presidenttomedison.com, you'll realize that, hey, I'm not bullshitting around here. I'm bringing good stuff to the table. I got a sense of humor, and... I'm the only singer-songwriter ever to run for president of the United States. If you take the time to listen to my songs through the CD Baby link at the BBS Radio, click on the name of my show, text you the CD Baby link, you start to listen to my songs. You know, you get 29 seconds free of each song. And if you really want to, you're too cheap to buy a single song for 99 cents, well, you can... When you find out the name of the song, then you can go to YouTube and punch in the name of the song, and you'll get to hear the whole song for free. isn't that clever. Hey, I'm telling you how to get away with it. You think you want to cheat me out of money? I mean, every one of my songs is worth 99 cents. I got 23 on songs better than Dylan, and I got 12 on American Party songs. So I just told you how you can actually listen to my songs for free. But, hey, you know, I'm just asking, give me a little support. You know, I have no money. I'm a poor person running for president. No media wants to give me any free time. No group. Every group, you know, they want to tell me they can't help me because they're a 501c and they don't want to lose their funding. Wasn't that a clever thing that the Democrats and Republicans thought of? The old 501c category, where in order for you to save money, you're not allowed to participate politically with anybody. And that's the excuse that all the great organizations out there have given me. Everyone, you know, they're out there to do this goody-goody thing and out there to do that goody-goody thing, but they're not willing to support the most decent person ever to run for president in the United States. No, they've locked themselves in to save a few bucks to allow the whole dog and pony show to be totally ruled forever by the Democrats and the Republicans. And these are the people we have to blame for all the problems we have in America here. All the stupid laws were created by the Democrats and the Republicans. So who else do we have to blame? They allowed the Federal Reserve to sneak in to print our money and charge us. They've allowed every other stupid jerk that came down the pike to come in here and milk us dry, waste your taxpayers' money. They're the ones that allow all the secret space programs to go on that just waste people's money. And they're the ones that destroyed the American auto industry. That's right. America had the best auto industry in the world. And then the government started getting involved and making all this ridiculous laws and stuff to where the point is that's why the vehicles are 10 times more than what they used to cost. You know, the price of a new vehicle now, these vehicles aren't worth that much. Not at all. You're getting ripped off totally. But the prices have gone up that high because we have to blame the Democrats and Republicans. All their stupid laws made it into that. They don't know. They're from a hole in the ground, as the saying goes. Fill in the blank. Well, hey, this is a call-in radio show, whether you like it or not. How about that? And the number here is 888-627-6008. If there's anyone listening to me out there that has a telephone, hey, you can call in. Do you know that? Unbelievable. Wow. Hey, Pink Floyd, hark the words of Pink Floyd. And the famous song, I believe, well, what's the difference in the name of the song? You know the phrase. It's not all right just to stand there and stare. That's it. You know, and that's what I say. I got a talk radio show here. It's a call-in show. You can call in. It's not all right to just listen, participate a little. Yeah, it'll make you feel good, seriously. And, hey, we all got opinions, and this is the show that you have an opportunity to call in. And everybody has something intelligent to say. Everybody has something interesting to say. And so that's why I invite people to call. Hey, do you know how Kim Jong-un keeps control of his populace besides terrorizing them with fear? If you ever notice when he's out there and he says anything or anything that's a government program, everybody has to clap. You know, that's a control mechanism. Did you know that? I mean, we do it voluntarily, like we go to a concert and the band's good, we all clap. But dictators use force everybody to clap. I mean, the Chinese do that too. But forcing everyone to clap, that gets him to harvest the energy, the communal energy. Yeah. It's kind of simple, but it works. And North Korea, our experts are using that. Hey, have you seen any flying crescents lately? Well, you wouldn't even know what I'm talking about unless you bought my book, Connect the Dots Theory, and find the drawing room. And you'll understand what a flying crescent is. Can't answer that question unless you know what it looks like first. What happened this week? Well, more fires starting in California, more out of control fires. Hey, what are your politicians doing about it? Nothing. That's why California politicians are asinoids. That's right. Maybe we should start calling them that to their face. Maybe the press can get in on this. Fake news press, have a little fun, you know? Well, anyhow, one of the big asinoids out there, Adam Schiff, whatever. I could play around with his name plenty, but never mind his stupid name. Man, have you seen his latest crazy Popeye performance? I mean, this guy is insane. If Popeye stares, don't say you're insane. What the hell does? I mean, really. He needs to be at the asylum, you know. And he represents your district, or I don't understand. How can the American people allow this moron to be have any authority? He's proven already in front of the cameras that he's unfit for public service. He's got an insane look on his face. We need more than that. We know that means you're insane. When you pop those eyes out with a strong stare, you have a mental problem. Yeah. Hey, go out there and plant some trees. It'll help help the earth. The poor earth. Look what's being done to the earth. And what are the politicians doing to help the earth? Nothing. They're allowing all the bad things to keep on happening. Yep. Hey, I just want to remind everybody, you know, the helmet laws, forcing people to wear helmets, another mind control tactic. When you got a helmet on, they can beam energy around you and on you through that helmet. There was science fiction programs in the past that hit on that subject. And, of course, just I want to remind everybody, the command structures are being used against the whole human race. Yeah. So we want to be inclusive of everybody. Well, that's it. The chain of command structures are being used against everybody everywhere. So the only solution to that is we need safeguards and chain of command positions, which we don't have, really. And that is something that needs to be taken care of, but you need a real president to do that. That's why I'm running. I know how to deal with stuff like that. What can we say about chemtrails? They're poisoning the air. What can we say about flooding? It's being done on purpose to make people suffer. You know, the demons like to, demonic demons like to see people suffer. In fact, that's why all the torture that exists in the world is for their benefit. They manipulate people to torture other people so they can get their jollies. There's no reason to torture anybody, none whatsoever. The only reason is to serve the demons. So if you're engaging in torture, if you think that's okay, well, you're serving the demons. And that makes you almost as bad as they are. And no, as the joke goes, oh, the devil made me do it. Yeah, I know he tricked you into doing it. He didn't make you do it. You allowed yourself to be tricked into doing it. What can we say? Hey, you know, my book, Connect the Dots Theory, I have to talk about it because it changed everything. You just don't know about it because you haven't read it yet. I have to do my own promotion because the book company, Fulton Books, they really shafted me. They didn't give me any promotion whatsoever. All they did was like close to nothing. So I have to do the promotion on it. But the book, the things I put in that book were designed to change reality forever. I changed the burden of proof. That's it. It's not only on the shoulders of who wants to prove something. It's also equally on the shoulders of those who want to say something isn't so. Yeah? You can't just make the statement. The burden of proof is on you, too, if you want to say something isn't so. So there's an equal burden of proof on both sides. And I've expanded the definition of truth. The scientific definition of truth is too narrow, absolutely too narrow. And they've been using this against us, against rational people for ages. Well, we have to expand the definition of truth, but you're not going to know what that expansion is unless you read the book, Connect the Dots Theory. You know, plus it shows you all the things that go bump in the night. Not all of them, but many of the things that leave light signatures fly around at night. It shows you. It's just out of the sight of your vision, but the camera should prove that these things are there. You're missing out on it. You're missing out on the pictures of the most unusual spacecraft ever caught on film, you know? And it's spacecraft hovering. We're not talking about flying saucers here. We're talking about galactic spacecraft of the most unusual design. I've got the pictures in my book, Connect the Dots Theory. If you're not interested in seeing unusual spacecraft, I don't know. What does interest you? You know, I know that some of the pictures of spacecraft in my book, nobody else on Earth has ever displayed a picture of craft looking like this. No one, period. And if that isn't something of interest, spacecraft that no one has showed a picture of, well, I don't know. I guess you're not interested in too much. You're probably interested in what's the new meal deal at McDonald's? Yeah. Well, it's coming. Don't worry. It's meat grown in the test tube. and that'll be the new burgers at McDonald's, and probably all the fast foods eventually. If they can make it cheaper, they'll use it. You know, I mean, they've already been caught putting horse meat in there, and God only knows what other stuff they grind up in there. And plus, you know, the fast food companies, they're part of the reason that a lot of the Amazon jungle was being destroyed, because they needed land down there to graze cattle to make your McDonald's burgers, and a lot of the rainforest was destroyed for the benefit of the fast food companies. So, did you know that? Well, now you know, or at least now you heard it better, but investigated. You need land to graze cattle. You can graze cattle in the jungle, but the jungle is good for other things, like, keeping the environment of Earth in tip-top shape, and all the other good things. And diversity of species, of course. And the species are dying off pretty fast because the agenda is to destroy everything on Earth. That's the new world order agenda. Destroy everything, including humanity. Because who's really pulling the strings in the new world order? It's the extraterrestrials from other worlds. You know, this isn't their planet. I mean, this is their conquered planet. That's how they think of it. But this isn't their home world, really. This is just another planet for them to conquer and to steal the resources. The Anunnaki has been stealing our gold for over 400,000 years. How are we going to get them to pay us back for all the wrongdoing they've done? Well, they're part of the control mechanism of the New World Order, so they're money and taking the rest of whatever they can scavenge off our planet. And what are the politicians doing about this? Nothing. Nothing. They're calling each other names. They're wasting taxpayers' money with investigations to nowhere. What will be the new investigation to nowhere? I don't know, but they'll think of one, that's for sure. Just think, if you can, still can, I'd say just think, period, if you still can, because the thinking abilities of human beings are being eroded. You're being stifled. Stop living your life through your cell phone, please. You know what your cell phone's good for? Calling into my show. I don't know what else it's good for, but it's or you can look up my presidential website, 2020presidenttomedison.com. I designed the website to be easy and big to see on your cell phone. It's the best one out there. Better than any Republican one, better than any Democratic one. It's the best. That's it. And my motto is, I've got a better way of doing everything, really. And I can back that up. That's right. Not like the other phony politicians that promise you everything, and once they get elected, they can do nothing for you. It's a free ride for 4 years, I call it. Hey, let me tell you about the stupidity that's going on in our world. You know, the NSA, National Security Agency, has a data center in Utah that uses waste an unbelievable amount of water to keep their machines cool. Instead of just, and that was all done on purpose. And guess what? The crooked politicians in Utah approved that, None of this is good for the people of Utah. It's not even good for the United States. National Security Agency doesn't help us at all. They're part of the enemy. They're ruled by the New World Order. You just don't realize that. But anyhow, the stupidity of building a data center in Utah along the Salt Lake, which is a hot zone, kind of, instead of doing something sensible like building the data center up in northern Alaska, where it's cold all the time, and then they won't have to use water to cool the machines. The cold air will cool the machines. And of course, hey, when you think about it, all these computers, they're adding to climate problems. Yeah, you want to talk about what's raising the temperature? Yeah, we can include the data centers, all these supercomputers that need to be cooled down. They're adding more heat into the atmosphere, that's right. And then the HAARP, of course, the HAARP program, raising the temperature of the ionosphere to 1,500 degrees, well, that's heating up the planet, too. And then the chemtrails. Instead of reflecting the sunlight back, actually it's reflecting the heat back to the planet. Those same little, those billions and trillions of little particles, they're having an effect of reflecting the heat back, too. Plus, the ones that are the sunlight sparkles off, that actually accentuates more sunlight down to the surface to heat it up. We're not telling you these things, though, when, of course, they're poisoning the air with it, because that poisons all the plant life and poisons all of us because we have to breathe it. Why aren't the politicians addressing these issues? Nothing but a bunch of ass annoyance. I think I'd like to see this word take root. It's a good name to maybe wake these people up. Sometimes you have to insult people to wake them up a little. I think all politicians need to be insulted at this point in time because they're letting us all down. They have the power to do something, make proper decisions, and they're making all the wrong decisions. And, they would rather cry the devil made me do it than really take a stand and do authority that he has. What are they, gutless or stupid? Probably both, all of the above. Enough of that. If you're smart, you should be calling for a pillar of light to come down into the top of your head and shoot through your body down to the center of our dear Mother Earth and then pulse on the back. And ask for assistance in reactivating your dormant DNA. The nervy scientists have been telling us all these years it's junk DNA. Well, now the truth has finally come out. The information of the Galactic Federation and the star seeds that the so-called junk DNA was purposely shut off, probably by the Anunnaki, to make us, to break our spiritual connection and make us weaker human beings. So we all pretty much were born into this world with just two DNA activated. And the 10 are dormant. Well, there's things being done now to try to bring online our dormant DNA so we can live the lives of full human beings connected to our higher self, connected with the universe and all our brothers and sisters out there in the galaxy. But you can do your own part and start asking for your assistance in reactivating your dormant DNA. So you can become the full human being that the Heavenly Father intended us to be. You know, humans were designed to be wonderful, loving creatures, and we've been overly manipulated by the dark side, those anti-God creatures. And whomever they may be, whether they were reptilians, their Dracos, or other dead Anunnakis. Well, for your DNA, that's right. You can do it in meditation, or you can do it in prayer. You know, another definition of prayer is you simply think what's important. Think your request. Same thing as praying, basically. You don't really have to get down on your knees. That's good. Those were the demands of the false gods. Do you realize that? The real God does not force you to get down on your knees, nor does he even request it. And if I say the word he, don't get down on your feet, because the original source of all there is, at the top there, the pure spirit, omnipotent pure spirit with the threefold personality, there is no male or female up there. The only, I guess the word is the pronoun, he was the term referred to all for millennia upon millennia upon millennia. It wasn't till the creation of the physical creatures that male-female, the term female, came into being to describe the one who gives birth, etc., etc. But when you go high up in the spiritual realms, all the way back to the center, single source of all there is no male-female. So the term to talk about those who are at the uppermost, you always refer to them as he. I just wanted to end that stupid conversation that's been going around for years. How do we know God isn't female? Ridiculous. These are people that didn't gain enough knowledge to make statements about this. You know, I happen to have, I'm telling you, that is the real explanation, the story of why we refer to God as he, because that was the only term of referring to a personality, an individual. said that she did not come into existence until the physical form started being created by the creator gods. Yeah, how about that? Well, we have a lot to learn. I can't wait till the event happens and the ETs land and round up the bad guys and then we finally get disclosure of what is really true. So many lies have been told to us from birth for decades, for centuries, for thousands of years, hundreds of thousands of years. Lies, 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 lies. And unfortunately, that has a lot of bad things offshooted off all of those lines. Hey, you know, people talk about migraine headaches. Hey, there's another reason. Call in. If you have a migraine headache, call into the show. I want to quiz you with some questions because I found out from talking to people about migraine headaches, sometimes they talk about seeing geometric shapes in that little screen that resides inside your brain, the little secondary screen. And if you're seeing those geometric shapes in conjunction with your headache, don't run to the doctor. He wants to stop you. He's been programmed to stop you from seeing those geometric shapes. That's why they invented all these medications to stop migraine headaches. Because if you're seeing geometric shapes inside your brain, too bad if you're having a headache with it. But you want to experience those geometric shapes because your body is being worked on. That's what it means. Some of your internal aspects are being enhanced by beings that do favors for people from behind the scenes. And that's what I got to say. Hey, there's another reason to call in. You got a telephone, you got a migraine, and call in. And we'll discuss it. Because this is an educational show. Anything I discuss on the show with anybody, it's educational related because I only talk the truth. I'm very knowledgeable just about everything. Of course, hey, you want to place a something? Yeah, call up about that. Maybe you've got something that I am not aware of yet. Nobody can know everything, that's right, but I know a little more than most people. And that's quite a lot. Hey, you know, we're all in trouble when government has become enemy number one, yes. Government has become enemy number one. Not only here, but over there and over there and over there, just about everywhere. Anybody else? Name me a country where government hasn't become public enemy number one. You got to go looking pretty far for that one. There might be one. Hey, it's another reason to call in. Tell us which country where government, tell us the country in the world where government is not public enemy number one. Because all governments are controlled by the New World Order from behind the scenes. And they do it in a variety of ways. They have machines that can actually put words into your mind without even being spoken. That's how sophisticated the technology has gotten. And then there's always telepathic communication. You can get tricked into thinking it's your own ideas when someone is telepathically communicating you to do something or say something. If you don't have full control of your mind, you can be tricked very easily. Hey, ask and you shall receive. Ask for the violet flame, the purifying fire to be sent to you. Ask for your aura to be cleansed. You know your aura. No one ever tells you about your aura, but there's a lot of new information coming out about that. But why aren't children being taught about that? In fact, there's another thing with the public education system. I know exactly what's wrong with it. I know how to fix it, too. And for starters, we can start teaching kindergarten and first graders about auras. That's right. You can start learning that early. Because actually, everybody has the ability to see auras to some extent. And I taught myself in about, I don't know, 15 minutes. It took, of course, it took about 15 minutes before that, the method I learned by, about making the cardboard cutouts and everything, to focus my eyes on it. And then within 15 minutes, I had perfected the art of seeing art colors to all the basic colors. And, you know, it only took that long, and I'm certainly not the best at doing. I've met people that could really see art colors or beyond, outside the spectrum of normal light. I was once talking to this woman about something serious. You know, I was asking her if she had seen anything that I had seen that I had pictures of, and she told me no, she hadn't. But then she said, I can see, she had clairvoyant abilities, this woman. She said, I can see the pillar of white light coming out of the top of your head that goes directly to God. And, you know, it's so good to hear that, but I couldn't see anything like that. And I still don't have the ability to see that, and I have the ability to see other things. And our colors, the basic colors of, you know, everything around in front of us, it's not, 15 minutes you can learn how to do it. So why aren't children being taught to do this again? Public education is indoctrination. Your kids aren't being sent to school to learn. They're being sent to school to be indoctrinated, to learn only what the New World Order wants them to know. And, hey, some more recent stuff out on the news about a warning about kids should not be allowed to be playing with electronic devices until after they're 3 years of age. And then it needs to be very, very limited amount. Meanwhile, I'm walking around every day, you know, in Manhattan, because I'm a New York City resident. I'm out there every day because I'm a lively person. I want to go out there and mingle with the public. And I see plenty of pregnant women walking around, and they're talking on their cell phone while they're walking around. The cell phone's right next to their, above their baby. And they don't realize they're contaminating, you know, they're ruining the quality of their newborn because they're exposing a baby with, has no protection against radiations from microwave radiation for phones. Their brain isn't protected because their skull isn't even fully grown yet. And it's very thin. And these mothers are, you know, foolishly harming their children because of the ignorance out there. It's unbelievable. Why aren't the politicians doing something about that, you know? Well, we know why, because they don't know how to do anything except bullshit, lie, and grandstand in front of the cameras. Oh, they love that so much. And they promise you everything, and they give you nothing. And that's the way they like it. They want to just hop on that gravy train from election to election and never get off, you know? And their fortunes along the trail. Along the ride. Hey, did you know all energy follows thought? So, you know, you want to make your thoughts intelligent because you don't realize how powerful your thoughts are. They start things in motion, and then the universe gets it going for you, and then somebody can hijack anything and really do something bad with it, if you set something bad in motion. And your thoughts can do that without you even knowing about it. That's why it's important to think only good things and think about what you're thinking, because your thinking actually activates mechanisms in the universe that eventually manifest your thoughts into realities. That's how it was designed to be, and that's how it operates. Hey, do you know about the rules of play? Well, it's never been explained to us, but I'll give you an important role of play that everybody should realize. On Earth, trickery is permitted. It may be permitted everywhere in the galaxy, but trickery is permitted. That's how the demons get away with manipulating people. That's how the politicians get away with manipulating the people. That's how the extraterrestrials get away with manipulating the people, because trickery isn't permitted. And as human beings, we must be the biggest gullible bunch of fools in the whole universe, because we've been tricked left and right for thousands upon thousands of years. But we got to put an end to it, you know? Don't expect government to solve it. Government's controlled by the extraterrestrials and the New World Order. And that's right, they control all the governments. You know, any time in history that a government was doing the right thing, it was short-lived, because, and here's a great philosophical statement I have in my book, another reason to grab my book, buy my book, Connect the Dots Theory. The name from which I got the name of the show, Connect the Dots. No sooner than anything that people get together and come up with that's good and positive and loving, no sooner than any good thing is set up, the opposition forces begin their attack to dismantle it. And it's just a matter of time before they tear it down. It's happened to everything that humanity has set up in good. The dark side, the opposition, begins attack. Anytime you set something good up, the dark side begins their attack to tear it down. And because mankind rarely prepares for this eventuality, all of the good things eventually get sabotaged or destroyed completely. Here it is in the nutshell. I just explained it. Like the chipmunk said to the squirrel, maybe that wraps it up in a nutshell. And you know what? Your time's run out. You're going to call me to the show, let me tell you. It's too late, St. Carol King. Because we only have a little bit left. And hey, there any shapeshifters out there? Call me. All right, got 1 minute. Would a shapeshifter have the guts to call in? I don't know. Do shapeshifters know how to use telephones? Huh. Well, I don't know. I have to wait till one talks to me finally and says, hey, I'm a shapeshifter. Yeah, I'm calling you on the phone. Well, I'll be. Hey, listen, if you were born between 1965 and 1980, you're Generation X. Is that as bad as Brand X? I don't know. Millennials, 1981, born between 1981 and 1997. Who thought of these things? And, of course, these dates are not exact, you know. Sometimes people are born 10 years after an error, but they're retarded 10 years, thinking as if they haven't been born from an earlier time. Hey, you know what? Fort Knox, where they keep the gold, if you ever looked at, the building's an octagon, you know. And so four of the sides are at 45-degree angles. And another mark of the false gods, and what do the false gods love more than anything? Gold. That's right. And it fits, you know. It makes sense. Well, hey, I heard the electricity got shut up in California. We all heard about that. Boy, you Californians, I mean, they're just going to pound you into the ground, and you guys are allowing this to happen. And who fault it is? The SNI California politicians. They're allowing this to happen to you. You had to, like, storm the Bastille or something out there and just remove all these jerks that are allowing all these bad things to happen. You and California allows more bad things to happen to their people than any other state. Hey, correct me if I'm wrong. But that's my take on it. Hey, and until next week, because we're getting ready to close the show, look it up, the Magna Carta. Read about it. The most important line in the Magna Carta is the justification of lawful rebellion. And believe me, we need some lawful rebellion. Let the voters decide. Let the people decide. Okay, we're getting to the end of the show, and if you listen to my show before, you know I end with like 1.5 songs. You hear the lead guitar solo at the end of my song, "Are You the Party in Time? Are you? I am." And followed by my anthem, "I Gotta Be Somebody." Both of those songs are out there in the CD Baby Music Store. But if you go to YouTube, you can click on me with the big grin there. Are You the Pardoning Kind? Click on that video and watch it. And then watch more. You know, if I found out by my own observations, that if you watch a video by me, when it gets to the end, the machine's going to take you to another video by somebody else. But if you scroll down, you'll see my name underneath the video. You pause the other one or cancel the other one, and then look for my name below. And if you click on my name below after watching one of my videos, it'll take you to give you the opportunity to listen to more of my videos out there. Well, so much for that. Okay, Mr. Engineer, we're going to take it on out of here. All you listeners, tell your friends to tune in next week, next Saturday. Tell your friends to call in. Think of something really clever to say, or share with us a bit of information that only you know, because that's what this show is about, sharing truth. Here we go with the countdown till next week. Same time, BBS, same bad channel. Here we go, Mr. Engineer. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Statistic. I don't want to be just a nobody. Gotta be somebody, or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. I don't want to be no John Doe. I don't want to grow just to be old. Gotta be somebody, or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, my stance without being made clear to the world, my ideas and all those people that had walked on by now stop and look, cause I caught their eye. I don't wanna be nobody's slave. I don't wanna join, join in my grave. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody. Stand without being it clear to the world my ideas and all those people that had walked on by now stop to look, cause I caught their eye.